Hello?
Hi, is that Amanda?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Sorry about the mix-up then. I've just taken over for Leah. Just as it's a new call, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me for data protection?
It's 12/11/79, IV67TF.
Perfect, thank you. So just catching up from the last bits of the call there. So you mentioned is it Fern and the Gardens? What placement was that in? Sorry, if I just build to clarify.
Pardon?
You mentioned was about the placement in Fern and in the garden. Was that
Yeah.
in which one was that one?
Yeah, so I spoke to her about the inappropriate behaviour in Fern.
Was that a children's home?
No, it was a foster
Foster,
foster
okay.
parent.
So you mentioned the inappropriate behavior with the dressing gown and things like that. So how would you
Yeah.
say that, in a few sentences, what was like ordinary daily life there like? So did, like the accommodation, routine, how they treated you on a daily basis.
It was fairly normal, other than the behavior from himself.
So in regards to food, hygiene, any contact you're able to have with any family, was that all okay?
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah. And how did the children or anything like that generally treat you? So were there any punishments, strict rules,
I was there by
escalation?
myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, I'm through to Teresa.
Was there
Hi, go through
anything
again.
in regards to any punishments or
Oh,
if you've ever put in any isolations or anything like
yeah.
that?
No.
Yeah. Position something, date of birth, please, Teresa. My name's Andrew McCracken, and date of birth is four. And then we are post worker.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yeah.
Hi. Sorry, the call seemed to have broken up a little bit then. I wasn't too sure if you heard my last question then about the punishments.
Yeah, no, there was nothing else like
No.
that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add regarding that foster home or?
I asked my social worker to move me somewhere else, and I got moved to Invergordon.
And whereabouts was that one?
Pardon?
And whereabouts is that one?
Invergordon.
Yeah, what area is that one?
Highland.
And would you be able to tell me about your time there?
I was there for a very short time, but they sat and drank alcohol every night, and the man was really abusive towards me and his own children, especially when he was drunk.
And in what ways did he hurt
He
you?
would he would scream at us.
So from the people who you
Was it shouting at the general, like all of you, or was there any individual comments or anything at that point?
Yeah, he screamed and swore in my face because I knocked a picture off the wall.
And what kind of things would he say to you?
I don't really want to swear.
But look, you're more than welcome to, that's okay. So don't panic too much about anything like that.
Yeah, he called me a little fucking arsehole.
So just a lot of comments like that, and just general shouts, just being, obviously, this was mainly when he was drunk, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it ever when he was sober, or in the daytime, or was it just nights and when he was getting...
We didn't really see him through the day, it was only at night time.
What would they leave you up to, like, in the daytime? Obviously, you weren't cared for in the day, if you only saw them in the night. So what would you...
I can't really remember.
You just kind of left your own devices to just...
Yeah.
And was there any physical abuse that you suffered whilst you were there?
No.
How often would you say that he got aggressive in the evening?
I think he was drunk every night, because I always dreaded him. I dreaded going down the stairs because I knew he'd be there.
Yeah. Majority of your time there?
Yeah.
So was there anyone else involved in this, or was anyone else that saw it, witnessed it, anything like that, anyone you told?
Just his own kids, I think, that were there.
You would also shout at them, wouldn't you? So following on from that one, was it Pole Park that you were placed into next?
Yeah, I was. I'd gone back to the Frasers for a short time. I think I've already spoke about that, but then I went to Pole Park Children's Home.
Do you imagine with the Frasers, it was okay the first time, and then when you went back, then was when it got.
Yeah.
So is it that you told social services about this and then moved over to Cole Park?
No. What had happened was I started running away from home because of the drinking.
Would you be okay to talk about Cole Park now? If you take everything at your own pace, if you want to take a break at any point as well, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, Cole Park, I wasn't there for very long. But when I did go in there, the first thing that I was introduced to was drugs and drinking and a lot of... like sexual behaviour that should never have been going on in a children's home. And I was only 12.
No sexual behaviours. Was there any sexual abuse that you experienced whilst you were
No, here? Not in Cole Park, no.
Was it just between like the other kids doing things that they shouldn't really be doing at that age?
I was given drink and I was given drugs as well.
So in regards to the daily life here, is that just always just consumed with illegal behaviour, anything that you shouldn't have been doing?
Yeah.
And did you ever experience any punishments here, or how did the staff and children generally treat you?
No, I was always, I used to run away every chance that I would get, because I didn't want to be there. And So I wasn't really there very much because I was always running away.
About the school work, food, clothing, hygiene, were you given what you should have had, or was it, were you neglected in any way?
No, that was fine.
No. Do you recall names or any descriptions of any staff or the children who were responsible in anything that you saw, or what the staff that gave you the alcohol and the drugs?
So I remember there was a girl called Andrea Bennett, and her sister was called Deborah Bennett.
And are these the ones that gave you?
Yeah.
So were they other children there, or were they staff?
Yeah, I can't really remember the names of the other ones, but during my time there as well, there was a girl raped in her bedroom by one of the other children.
Is this something that you saw? Did she tell you? Or?
I didn't see it, but we knew about it.
Yeah.
The boy that did it was actually put into prison at 14 years old.
What have we done, sorry?
Did you say in regards to the alcohol and the drugs, so was it the staff that gave it to you or made it accessible to you?
No.
And how does the staff treat this? So did they take anything away from you? Did they tell you to stop? Or was it just kind of just they just let anyone do what they wanted?
I don't remember that, no.
That's okay. And did you tell anyone about what was going on here or anything at all? Did you report it?
It was like back then everybody knew what was going on. But it was different times. It's just not things that you would see now. I always got quiet.
And is there anything that was specifically different about this placement compared to others?
No.
No. Is there anything that you'd like to add regarding that placement?
No.
And can I just ask, so how often were you given the alcohol and the drugs, and just kind of treated that way? Was it a daily occurrence, or?
It was a daily thing.
So following on from that one then, so was it the Ferintosh that you were placed into?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You moved due to because of the running away?
Yeah, because I kept running away from Cool Park, we took me to bed and off.
Are you okay to go through this one now?
Yeah.
So similar to the last one, so with this one, with a daily life, accommodation, schoolwork, food, clothing, hygiene, something specific that you can recall?
The main thing that I remember from Ferintosh was how different the children there were. They were a lot more kind of disturbed children. There was a lot of drugs, a lot of drinking, smoking. It was mostly boys, and I was always bullied because I was always the only girl, and the staff never took anything seriously if I went to tell them things that was happening to me. It was like they seen it as a joke.
So just disregarded.
Yeah.
And what kind of things would the other kids say and do?
Well, they used to gather all the boys, and if I walked past, or like on the way into the school room or anything, they had this joke where they would grab my chest because I was really big chested when I was younger.
Yeah.
And so they would like grab a hold of me and touch my chest.
Yeah.
And would think it was funny.
Did it go any further than anything like that? Or was it like in public, in group settings?
Established relationships with people.
I remember trying to tell the staff what was going on, and because I did that, they found out that I had obviously complained, and they all sacked me one day and pelted me with snowballs until I was in tears, and nothing was done about it.
Did any of the staff witness this happen?
I couldn't say.
Yeah.
There was one member of staff that used to take a step back when other people were getting bullied. And his name was Keith.
He would just choose to turn his.
I think he found it entertaining, to be honest.
And what type of staff member was he? He's just a general.
Yeah, he was just a staff day worker.
And how often would things like this happen with the other kids bullying and touching you inappropriately?
It happened a lot, and that was when I started running away again. In fact, Keith, the person that I mentioned, he walked past me and another girl in the children's home, and he called us a pair of flags, and we were only like 14. He's a grown man.
He kind of said he found it entertaining when they were bullying, and then he joined in.
Yeah.
And in regards to everything that happened, so would you say that you experienced any immediate effects? So did you struggle with your sleep, anything like that?
Yeah, I just, any chance I got to get out the door, I was just gone for days, weeks. I never wanted to go back.
And then, is it a similar situation then? So you moved on to Rossi School. Was that because of the running away as well?
Yeah. So they placed me in Rossi School because they said I was a danger to myself.
And how come they said that?
Because I kept running away.
And in this Rossi school, so what was daily life like in that one?
Pardon?
What was daily life like in Rossi school?
Awful. Really bad.
In what ways would you say that it was bad? In what specific areas? any instances?
I was abused by a staff member. I was sexually abused by one of the other kids. There was violence, like staff and kids. It went on for about, I was there for a year.
And when you say you're abused by the staff, so what abuse would it have been?
It was verbal and physical. I can remember her name. Her name was Grace Carlton.
Grace Carlton.
Yeah. And she told me one night that she hoped for me to rot in hell, and she said, actually, just go and kill yourself, and she slammed the door shut. On another incident, she grabbed me and flung me into my room, and I bounced off the wall.
Where did she grab you?
By my arm.
Yeah. And how often would things like this occur from this staff member?
It went on for a couple of months. I tried to approach her about what was happening with the boy in the unit, and she basically said to me that I was crying crocodile tears, and she would not listen to me.
Just labelled you a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And would you mind sharing with what you experienced with that boy?
So for a couple of months, he would come wherever I was in the unit. He would come in and sit beside me, and he would put his hands down his trousers and pull out his penis and tell him to touch it, and I was always saying, no, you know, no. I thought it was strange behaviour.
Yeah.
But then he started to put his hands down with my trousers in the classroom when the teachers weren't looking in the unit. But he scared me. And when he found out that I had reported what he was doing to me, he picked a chair up and flung it at me.
What did he do, sorry?
He picked a chair up and flung it at me.
And did the staff do anything about that or no?
Pardon?
Did the staff do anything after he threw that at you?
Yeah, there was a man called Ray who was watching what was going on, and when the chair got flung, he restrained them on the floor.
Is that when he got taken? Is that when he got taken away, so that he went to prison?
No. That's a totally different thing. You're thinking about the Cool Park thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, no, this was the thing that happened at Cool Park, that wasn't me, that was somebody else.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was going on. Okay. So was there any other staff members there that abused you at all in any way? Any neglect, physical, emotional?
Apart from Grace, she also used to lock me in what was called cells for hours upon hours because I didn't want to interact with that boy in the gym hall. So so she'd lock me in my room and leave me there for hours.
But you left without any food and...
Yeah.
Was this after you reported it to her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it was like a spell, kind of. Is that what they called them?
Yeah, it was. They weren't called rooms; they were called cells because they were like jail cells, basically.
You say so. We're great. It happened for a few months, and this boy.
I had made it into the open unit. So I managed to get away from that situation.
And how long were you in there before you went to the open unit?
I think I was there for around a year. I wasn't in an open unit for very long. I was only there for maybe a couple of weeks, and then I was put back into the main place.
And had he had left by then?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Had that boy left by the time you went back to the main place?
Yes, he had left, but I had also been put into a different unit. But he was gone by that point.
And what was it like in the different unit?
I'm not going to say it was fine because it was never fine. I was placed in a unit where there was kids that were in there for raping children and people that had done armed robberies, and it was just so bizarre. We were basically forced to sit and have dinner with kids that had raped their little sisters and stuff, you know. I should never have been there.
No. Because you run away, they put you in the same.
Yeah.
Any of the effects this had on you, whilst you were there, did you struggle, so you felt unsafe?
Yeah, well, I've had PTSD all my life. It started well before I went there, but that just added to it. It's affected me my whole life. The amount of sexual abuse that I've gone through at a young age.
Did it affect how you slept there and how you just obviously went about day to day life, just being constantly were you just in fear the whole time? So it just affected. Just write this up for you, say. Talk to me a minute. On now to so it's about the people involved reporting and institutional knowledge and things like that. So across all placements, would you say that the main people responsible, so the names that you can recall, the ones that are the clearest names, so would you say sort of one of them would be that Grace?
Yeah, definitely Grace. Yeah.
Yeah. And were there any other names that stand out the most that you wanted to mention?
I can't really remember any other staff members being cruel to me other than Grace, but it was mainly the children that were in there that did the most damage.
And in regards to anything that you witnessed, so did you witness any other children being abused?
Loads of times. I witnessed a staff member feeling a 13-year-old girl's chest in the pool room.
How would you say it is affected? And where was this one?
This was in Rossi School. Her name was Julie. And his name was Ali.
He got what name?
Ali?
Yeah.
And do you believe, so in regards to, obviously you ran away from majority of these places,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, do you believe the staff or the institution should have known why you were running away, what was happening, how you felt or what they should have done? So you said that you reported it quite a few times, so they should have been aware, they should have known what was going on, but they acted like they didn't.
Yeah.
And so were any reports, complaints, obviously discouraged, ignored, punished, were you moved, threatened or disbelieved? Any incidents that stand out the most regarding that?
Just what I told you about.
And have you ever reported anything that happened to you to police, an inquiry or any authority, anything like that?
Never told anybody anything. I was very quiet and I had a wall up when I was younger. I never used to speak to reviews or panels or social workers. I just kept it all to myself.
So you mentioned in regards to the movement between each placement, so majority were due to you running away, but it was after the first one, that you asked to move. And what age did you leave care, and what were your circumstances afterwards?
So I left Rossi School when I was 16, and I went back to Ferntosh.
Yeah.
And I was there until I was 17.
And did you leave that just because of the age?
Basically I was told that I couldn't stay there anymore because of my age.
And what were your circumstances like afterwards? So were you looked after or treated in any way? So did social services keep an eye out on you? Did they?
No. Nothing at all. No. A girl offered me a place to stay. I left with nothing. And I went and lived with her.
Was this one of the girls with you in Ferntosh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait 2 seconds, just need to confirm that we've got everything regarding the care settings.
No,
I'll just give a minute, okay? Hi, sorry about that. So, regarding all these care settings now, so is there anything that you'd like to add that you haven't mentioned at all?
Yeah.
Any incidents or names or anything that you'd like to add?
Yeah.
I'd like to add that my time in care ruined my life.
Yeah, so the next section I have to go to is so the impact it's had on you.
Yeah.
So how the experience affected you at the time, things like that. So we'll go through those now, is that okay?
Pardon? Sorry?
Is that okay to go through now, so the impact it's had?
Yeah.
So at the time, did you... So how you felt your safety, trust, sleep, confidence, how affected your relationships, whether you speak up at the time or
when I left Femtosh, I was alone. I felt abandoned. I was starving, I had no money. I met an older man,
took
me to live with him, got me pregnant. He was a heroin dealer. I just had a life of drugs, and violence.
Yeah, we do have that. It's just.
And so when you left at your last care setting, so you said you were 17.
Yeah.
So were you still under the care of social services at the time, or did they remove you from their care?
I think, they just basically removed me. There was no contact or help given.
And whilst you were in these care settings, how would you say that it affected you? So anything that regards to your behaviour, your safety, trust, sleep, confidence, so whilst you were in the care settings?
It affected me in every way. You know, I never had confidence. I have generalised anxiety disorder, complex PTSD, and I'm still on medication to this day. I'm still getting therapy. I've tried to take my own life twice.
food fever. So the question is, have you
previously... And suppose that whilst you were in the care settings, did you struggle to sleep at all?
Yeah.
You said that you never felt secure?
No. Did you receive any payment or did you accept any sort of giving by any way that
ever since you mentioned you had a life of drugs and violence and things like that, so do you still struggle with that now, or is it changed your relationship with it? How has it affected physical health?
It affected my whole life because I had to leave the Highlands and start a new life with no family, no friends.
And in regards to any substance abuse and things like that, does it change your relationship with that?
I've always been very anti-drug, so when that was going on around me, it was really, really hard for me because of my anxiety.
Yeah. You're saying that if you were to be in contact with anyone, say it was an alcoholic, or you witness anyone doing drugs now, does it have an effect on you?
Yeah, I used to come home to them shopping with my son, and there'd be people in my house injecting heroin.
Yeah. Is this after care? So you'd come home to that man?
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel? So obviously you're in your own space, and this
it
is
was
going on.
Absolutely traumatized.
And in regards to relationships, any parenting, friendships, intimacy, trust, how would you say that it's had an effect on those aspects of your life?
Sorry, could you say that again?
So in regards to relationships, parenting, friendships, intimacy, trust, how it's had an effect on any of those in your life since leaving?
All of it. I've struggled with parenting. I still struggle to this day with intimate relationships. Just something that's never going to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very distressing as well.
And would you say that it affected your education, opportunities, finances, and everything like that? Do you think that if you had been cared for by social services following leaving care, that you would have
100%. If I had the help that I needed after I left care, I think I would have had a chance of a normal life.
And are there any specific things, say, that you would call like a trigger to any places, smells, authority figures, any kind of situation that you now avoid because of things?
All of everything that you just said. Yeah.
Is there any certain situations that you try to avoid as much as possible?
I am not very good with socializing. I struggle with work. because I can't focus.
Yeah.
I've struggled massively with relationships.
That trust and
for the next steps being explained to
you. I've also had a lot of help from Women's Aid. I've always been back and forth with psychiatrists. It's hard to, there's not a lot of help up here for mental health. They have tried to refer me to groups, but I can't do the whole socialising with big groups. So I've turned that down a few times. There's not very much help, to be honest.
With Women's Aid, why did you go to them and what have they helped with?
They've helped me with past abusive relationships. They've helped me relocate. Start fresh, and kept in touch and gave me advice and stuff like that.
In regards to anything you've been diagnosed with, you mentioned that you've got the anxiety and the PTSD. Yeah, are there any other mental conditions, mental health conditions that you suffer with, many medications you have to take?
I'm medicated for depression as well.
And how long have you been on those?
I've been taking propranolol since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I didn't start taking the antidepressants and things until I was 31, I think.
The antidepressants. What did you start taking when you were 31, sorry?
That was when I first started getting help, was when I was 31. That's when I started getting put on medication.
Is that for the PTSD and things like that?
Yeah.
And are you currently receiving any help?
Not at the moment, no. I am due to see the doctor again to have a possible diagnosis for autism.
Okay. Are you in contact with any therapy counselors at the moment, or do you think you turned those down because they were referring you to like group sessions, weren't they?
Yeah, they referred me to the group sessions, but they're not suited to me, so
no.
I
don't like those ones either. Yeah. They're not suited to you, so there's no point accepting it, is there? In regards to, and about that now, so the long-term effects it's had on your life, is there anything that you would like to include that we haven't covered?
Well, I think that's
I feel fine, as in, like, I'm not, like, stressed or upset or anything from what I've heard. I just think, I just want to put 20 off.
So just a couple more questions now. Shouldn't be too much longer, okay? So regarding previous claims, I think that's have you made any civil claims, criminal injury claims, any complaints, police reports?
No.
No, nothing like that before now. Is this the first time you've spoken about it?
Yeah. Do a handstand in the 90s, like, put underwear on and stuff. But then when I
And also your reason for applying, so what made you decide to apply now? And
I didn't actually know what it was. I had commented on something on Facebook, and then I got a phone call from yourself. I got a phone call or got a message, but yeah, I didn't really know what it was at first. So it was whoever it was that phoned me from MMA Legal had told me what it was, and offered to do an application.
What would you like to come from telling your story?
Pardon?
What would you like to come from telling your story? So the effect that you hope that it has by sharing it. You don't have to answer any of these questions, by the way. Like, what would an acknowledgement mean to you, and what do you hope would come from? That's okay. You don't need to answer those ones. That's okay.
Most of these places, in fact, all of them, should realistically have emotional.
Is there anything important that we've not covered, or any wording of anything that you want handled carefully? So anything that you've mentioned today that you want to make sure that is worded exactly how you said it? Or if you want us to reword anything you want us to change slightly?
No, I think that's probably fine. I've got notes in front of me so that I didn't forget anything. And I've gone through them all, so
yeah.
I don't think there is anything else.
Obviously it's completely your choice, you don't have to, but if you wanted to send those over just in case there's anything you missed, or if there's anything that you want to add that you possibly don't want to say on the phone or anything like that, you're more than welcome to as well, okay?
Okay.
Double check as well, so just make sure you're okay after discussing all of this. And do you feel okay in yourself and safe to end the call soon? Is there anyone you can contact for support, or would you like any support service details at all?
No, I'm okay.
Which I just think was just the social worker what took us a long time, like for a first day in that room. And then one of them being.
So I just need to quickly have someone just to ensure that I've covered everything, okay? I'll just be a minute. Hiya, sorry about that. So just to confirm that, so we've covered everything today. So in regards to the next steps now, so we'll need to talk on my end anyway, just to write up the full witness statement for you. So just make sure that we've got everything included. And then once we've done that, then we'll get it sent over to you. And then you can read it, make sure everything's okay. Obviously, that's your own choice, but we will need it to be signed and returned. And once that's done, then we can get that fully submitted. And we will need to have a quick, so it'll be a WhatsApp, like a FaceTime call with yourself, just for ID verification purposes. So we'll need you to like hold a ID next to yourself, just so we can verify that it's you. So that will be done with one of the managers and the solicitor. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do that when you're ready. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll need that to be done. But other than that, do you have any questions for me or anything?
What happens next once it gets sent to Redress?
Yeah, so then that will be the final application, and then once that is acknowledged by Redress, then it'll be time then for the panel to review it. So we'll make sure we've got all of your evidence, all your reports, your witness statements, everything signed, ID verification, and then that's the full application sorted, and then we'll just wait then to hear back from Redress for when they can do the panel. And then as soon as we hear back from them, we'll be in touch. Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah, okay. So just to confirm as well, you feel okay? If you need any extra support or anything, just let us know. But do you feel safe for the call to end? Everything okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time today. If you have any questions at all, just get back in touch with us, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's perfect. Well, thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.